1910. Fragment. Intemperate eating is the cause of all manner of diseases. The brain is beclouded. There is an indolence, a stupidity, and weakening of the intellect. Professional and literary men should always insist upon food prepared with tact and skill, in the place of food containing rich ingredients for seasoning to make it palatable. The less stimulating the food, the more safe and beneficial. All the laws of health should be carefully and conscientiously observed. There should be no stimulating hot drinks as a habitual practice. The nervous system must be kept from being severely taxed with excitement, for it wears the brain nerves and will disqualify for rising in an emergency to exercise all the power of a God-given intellect. The Lord has presented before me the positive necessity of economizing the nervous strength. This can only be done by refusing all artificial and unnatural means to create nerve force to meet an emergency. No unnatural excitement can meet the important issues before us. Wholesome, nourishing food is easily taken care of if Christian ministers, physicians, and men in responsible positions will let nature furnish her own stimulus under the influence of the Holy Spirit's power, which will ever be well balanced and consistent, calm, and without undue excitement. Tobacco, used by ministers of the gospel, superintendents of Sabbath schools, educators of youth in colleges and schools, is Satan's fruit, presented from the forbidden tree, which, if persisted in, will quench the sensitive conscience and so becloud the perceptive faculties that they cannot discern between right and wrong. And the poison, entering into all the fluids and solids of the body, is from the first, imperceptibly doing its work of death upon the physical and mental organs. Brain, nerve, and muscle, which God requires, shall be under the control of physical law, become disorganized. The harmonious action, which preserves the bond of union between the bodily and intellectual powers, is disturbed, and the human machinery suffers the effects of the poison. The user of tobacco becomes a bondman to a disgusting habit. Every extra exertion is dependent on the narcotic tobacco to excite the mental nerve powers to action. And as this poisonous drug loses its influence, he is let down below par as far as he was elevated above par by its use.